I feel the real presence of the Lord. I can't explain it, but the Lord's going to do some great things. And I don't believe it's going to be through the shining, alluring way that some describe, but I believe it's going through the power of God. It's something that we've never felt before. It doesn't come by the emotions. It comes deeper than that. It's by God himself. I truly believe that the Lord's really upset with our nation. I felt so bad for those people this morning. There must be cold. Probably some still haven't got power. They went through a lot. But sin brings forth a power that innocent sometimes get hurt. But God is bringing judgment, I believe, on this nation. And right now we're in a place of shaking hands with our enemy. We're in a place of our military being dissolved. Because this nation was founded on one thing, the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of God, the move of his mighty hand. And they've tried to dissolve it, and they've been working hard at it. But I believe that God is still God, and he has the last word. You know, all the stars, he names them by name. He knows all about it. And this morning I thought about it. He is so above our thinking, that's why we can't understand him. But we're to do what this word says. Everybody can read this word that can read. And it'll challenge us into walking upright before him. What a privilege that God give us the chance to invest our life even in him or invest it in the world. That investment calls us that we sort of stand alone. We're not out in the mainstream of life, but we're where God wants us. I went to Cat class reunion just yesterday. The way the world's really bright with people. They're at my age. You know, they don't know or think about what's going to happen. I'm one that I didn't start right now. Many years ago, I thought about this. I needed to seek God in a better way. For he sought for a man, make of a hedge, and found none. And that stuck in my mind. How this could happen. But I'm seeing it because you're not keeping the word. And it's going to bring out this morning. God sees these things. When we come against the word of God, we could be a church of 500,000. And we come against the word of God, you're going to be accountable. America is going to be accountable. How they preached, how they taught. Pentecostal is the one that I'm thinking about. The other churches, that's between them and God. Pentecostals that had a move of God, that had the ability to, the sky was the limit, and there's no limit to the sky. But we chose to go back to the world. We chose to be like the world. I've sat on board and said, we don't want that. And it's just real ugly in their face. We don't want that in our church. If you want that, you better straighten up and get right. I said, I'm not going to change my... They said, you better leave. And I said, well, I'll leave. I wasn't afraid to stand and take my place. I said, yes, I'll leave. And I shook my... The Bible says I shook my head on the way out. But God's God. He's coming back. We need to be ready. Brother Clint, would you start with my heart's heavy for
that
people?
That was good. That was right on, Brother Freedom. Thank you for joining us in the living room. And Brother Freedom is full of the anointing right now. We don't want to hold him back. But we do want you to listen very closely to these scriptures that are going to be read because the Holy Spirit has inspired and directed Brother Freedom to these scriptures that are for your heart right now. So don't fast forward through the scripture. It's going to go into you and prepare you for the message. Thank you, Father. Praise you forevermore for your mighty touch today in Jesus' name. Amen. Mike is going to come and read these special words from heaven.
This is 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Then in chapter 4, starting in verse 2, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Then in Ephesians, starting in chapter 4, verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended, first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Read the next verse.
But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. And verse 30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Then in chapter 5, starting in verse 26, it says, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Then in chapter 6, starting at verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Father, thank you for this word of encouragement. Thank you for this wonderful day and your presence that we're already feeling, Lord. We want to just give you your mighty way, Lord, your will that would be done in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I want to praise you and thank you for your healing power through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you for healing our bodies, our souls, our minds, and our hearts. Thank you for healing our spirits and bringing us to the place of perfection in you. Thank you for filling us anew today with your precious Holy Spirit, and help us to praise you as you ought to be praised. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we do praise you this day. We thank you that you're so ever faithful. We thank you for every day that you let this sun revolve. We thank you for our homes, all that you've given us, the wealth of this land that you've provided for us, all the abundance that thou hast given to us. And Father, we pray for those this day, this last storm that came, for those people who have been cold this day or are in bad positions yet. Father, we lift, encourage, we pray for these people. But Father, I know that the time's coming close to our Lord Jesus Christ, and this nation is not prepared for his coming. This nation is looking other ways. And Father, I just pray, do what you have to do. But I pray for your mercy. I pray for your blessing on those who live for you. For those that know you, I want pray, bless them in a mighty way. Bless these out here in the internet land that know you as their Savior. I pray, bless them in a mighty way. Encourage them. Go before them. Lord, part the water if need be. I pray, go walk with them and over with behind them and in them and out of them. Be continually upon your people. In a mighty way, in Jesus' name, amen. And I'm going to read a scripture right now to get us going. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Our peers for years overlooked that. Endeavoring to keep the unity But see, there's something that keeps the unity. And everybody has put in a no, you got to stay away from that. But that's why the Bible says there has to be a prophet, apostles, pastors, evangelists, for they are the guard work of the church. That's only Pentecostals, because this is spirit-filled. But once you say no in this area as a Pentecostal, you say no to God. That's God's police force. There's no divisions that way. There's no big eyes or little U's. It's God. But this is not being, because there's coming up a day right now, we're at the brink of it, of a great battle. This election showed pretty much how it was. There's some righteous and some unrighteous. And the Christians should have been strong enough in this time that they would be able to be, the Ephesians, the 6th chapter, being strong, Lord. But our churches are weak. They have no voice. They don't know the mind of the Lord. They're far from Him. They're wicked intentions. Because any time that you say no to the Word of God, you're sinning. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Now I'm preaching, I know I'm preaching to the charismatic, full gospel people. The other churches listen, but I'm saying that God is not pleased with what's happening. It's a lot of show, no power. I know something about this. The apostles, the prophets, and the pastors need to be under control of the Spirit. When you do not, I've talked to pastors about that, say, you get away with that. We don't want that. But the pastors are our leaders. That'd be like me getting out here and having a bunch of cattle out here. And I says, this field here, it's got some bad stuff. It's going to, and this mother little hurts. It's hard. Just let them get in there. They're going to get hurt because they're feeding off of something that's not from natural. The grass has got an insecticide on it. The cows don't know it, but they're eating it. That's what we do when we don't follow God. God just didn't make a church. His Son came and died upon that cross that we might have a church. He is the birth of the church, a glorious church, without spot or wrinkle. But those spot and wrinkles, they still remain there if you don't follow the Word of God. The fivefold ministry, God meant it to be. We disobeyed. Now, on the old kings back in the Old Testament, when they disobeyed, God, there was punishment. You say, this is a little thing. No, it's a big thing. I kept quiet about it because God said not say that until now. I learned a long time ago, I don't open my mouth up till the Lord tells me to. It's for the perfecting of the saints. Oh, well, we can't live that way. Yes, you can. The Holy Ghost is in you. Because the flesh can't please God. We read it last week. We can only please God in the Spirit. You mean all my life I've been on it? Yeah, that's right. You're not where you really should be. You should be a growth. If you're a Pentecostal, you should come down and got full and then started into advancement all the time. You know what? If our people that made automobiles had been like the church, we wouldn't even have a Model T. We'd have a covered wagon. We wouldn't even have a windshield wiper. No nice air conditioning. No. I'm following tradition. God let me know that this morning. That's what we've done. Overwriting his brother. If we'd have stopped right there, we'd still be there with cranking that plane. We said, well, we've gone to advance. Yes, yes. Well, why? Christianity isn't more important than that? No. Well, we just do that. See? God's not first. Hadn't been first from the very inception. It's just a form of godliness. But they deny the power of the earth. It's us from such. Turn away from. God is God. And God's not slack concerning his promises. God has promised us eternal life. And you don't have to worry about it if you go his way. His way is easy. The way of the transgressor is hard. They're like a troubled sea. Find no rest. Grace, peace, have they loved my law. And nothing shall offend them. Abide in me, my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. It's quite a turnaround. When you go God's way, the other way, you're out here transgression. You're sinning. Your heart's not where it should be. You don't have the love of God in your heart. You don't love Jesus like you should. Oh, the love of Jesus. When God saved you, filled you in the glory of God, he made you a living epistle. and you sit there all your life and let yourself die, and now you're hard as old sin itself, and you're going to miss heaven. Your church can't save you. Holy God, yes, it's good to get, you can take the church to get you to God, but He is the next step after you get there. It happened to me when I first got full of the Holy Ghost. You can't do this. The Lord says, you're going to do it. They told me that I couldn't go to jail ministry. God says, you're going jail ministry. I said, well, my pastor's saying, no. You got to break right now. You got to break that tradition. I am in charge. He broke me real early. And that pastor, a couple of them said, you can't do it. You're not. Well, I said, I'm going to follow God. The Lord says, I'll take care of the pastors. I wasn't going to say what happened to that one pastor. Wasn't good. Lost his wife. A lot of things happened. He couldn't keep his word. I'm just saying these things. We have to follow God. And God's given a great design by this word. That's precious word. To eat this word. Get it in your life, your spirit. Be in love with Him. You may think I'm a fanatic, but it's going to take it to get to heaven. Yes, it's free. Don't cost anything. God loves you. Yes, that's for all free. But He expects us to follow the rules. The Bible says His way is not grievous. It isn't hard. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Till we all come into the unity of the faith, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. There's no unity at all. One church believes one way, another believes the other. It's all messed up. And God's not messed up. You say, well, that's okay for my church. Then you're saying that God's messed up. God's not messed up at all. Well, I couldn't do that because how I said, well, I'm going to take my kickings with people rather than getting kicked with God. He is my source. I learned a long time ago from the very start that God had to be God in all areas. I've got voted in for a church. And I love this church. Got voted in for as long as I wanted. They wanted me. The next morning, God says, you can't have it. I said, I love it. So I know it. I know you do. You willing to follow me?
Yes.
You give that church up. See, we don't always please God by getting out here standing on a street corner and saying, come on, get saved. No, it's a lot deeper than that. God leads you in the steps to do that. People are way out of line. And some out there, you're going to not like me. But I know that God is the way, the truth, and life, and no one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ, and through the power of Jesus Christ is what we have to live in. Jesus, 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 all the way. I can do all things through Jesus who loved me. I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor things present, neither height nor depth are able to remove me. This Jesus, this power of the Holy Ghost, greater is He that's in me than He is in the world. I don't have to let my heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Yeah, I can't get around. I'm almost helpless. But yet, I can speak. God made me bold in Him. God's coming back in the church. You need to be ready this day, or you're going to be extinct. The powers of darkness coming in, they all want to take America out. I see the clip. God made it. I see it. China's already saying, we're going to take them over. The turban heads, they're going to take us over. And America, I prophesied this many years ago, and somebody said, better keep it under your hat. No. Now we're right at it. And all our hope is not in what we can do now, it's what we're going to get later. We need God with us day by day. Maybe you understand, He is God. What a privilege to know Him. He is a shelter in the time of storm. He is that peace that passes all understanding. He is your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He's my strength. He's my peace. And after this day, we need to give our hearts, our blessed country. I served 3 years in the military, and I was a good soldier. I'm saying that because I was. But I want to be a better soldier for Jesus than I was for the world. But yet I'm seeing our nation fall back. They want to get rid of our military because they want to take us over. Nations hate us. Because we've done good. But you know why they've hated us? We bring Christianity in, and on the other form, we bring in these ugly movies, Hollywood full. And the nations see that. How terrible. We got two things happening in the United States because we say freedom, freedom, freedom. But we got to guard that freedom. Yes, you have freedom of speech. But what we've done, we let this freedom of speech take us over. The evil is the king of America. Evil. God is not in God. God is sitting on the back seat. The churches are playing church. They go through the forms. They say the wrong words. But there's no spirit at all. God is spirit. He says we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Wake up! The Lord's coming. If my people were to call on my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, shall forgive his sins and heal the land. The Bible says at no other time is high time to wake out of sleep. Folks, it's time to wake up. It's time to mean business with God because you're going to meet him. It's appointed unto man once to die, then comes in judgment. Just this week I had a friend of mine, wasn't a close friend, but he's a friend, passed away. But I really don't think he made it. He wanted me to go to the funeral yesterday, and I just didn't want to go. I had a class reunion. I said, well, I'll just go to the class reunion. The Lord told me that. He figured that was the best choice. Sometimes you got to do these things by choices. Which is God? What's the best? Which does God want us to do? And what? You know, we just play God. We don't mean it all the way. It's all right to come to my doorstep, but don't really come inside. You know, this is reserved for me. You know me. God wants to come in your being, in your whole being. He wants to be part of you. I know this is tough, and I'll not be just moving my last service. But God has to be God, a peculiar people, without spot or blemish. A peculiar people. Nowadays it's peculiar if you want to do what's right. If someone drops some money down, what are you doing that for? You don't do that yet. Well, some people do, but majority don't. They take. A lot of takers. See, God's a giver. He gives us abundant life. Oh, he gives us an inheritance faced out of way, reserved in heaven. And why are you here? But he is our shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pasture and leads me beside the still waters. Oh, you can't do that. Find that no place. Okay, you can go out here to your fan clubs and your little church that believes in nothing. You're not going to have that. But you get close enough to the Lord, you're going to have that. He is your high tower. He is that greatness that's greater than all earth itself, the life itself. He is your everything. He is my all. I feel for you out there this day so... I want to see all of you get right with God to the place that you're going to make sure that you're going to make heaven. But you've been cheated. Many of you went to church, and there's wicked spirits in your church. I don't like to tell you that, but that's, they are. A lot of things is, on the surface seems all right, but underneath it's not that way. That's why we need the fivefold ministry. It's an order. It is an order from God. It's an order. Take it. But nobody bought it. I bought it. I believe it. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine. Don't that fit us? Boy, yesterday I was just looking at churches on every corner. This one church it's a laugh. It's terrible. God wants to have a glorious church by the flight of men, and the cunning craftiness whereby they wait to be deceived. That's what's happened. Go out the door and you're deceived. See, the Satan, he gets on us. And when we go to church, that should be a time that you're cleansed. Oh, come on, Shema, come on, Shema, come on, Shema. The cleansing. This is growing deeper, higher, perfecting. But we don't think about that. We want our ease in Zion. Talks about this in the Old Testament. Have the ease of Zion. Oh, the beds of all is just fantastic. Look at America. Look at all. I saw the motor homes. Beautiful. I seen this Hummer behind this beautiful motor. It must have been both packages, at least $200,000 or $300,000, something like that. We got retirees now that have made good. America was really prosperous. All of my age right now, these people have done real good. I should have retired on twice what I got, but I'm satisfied with what I have. But retirements are really good. But they found out that you can't keep people retirement. It'll break the companies. You can't guarantee retirement for nobody because it breaks the bank. America is breaking its bank because it can't guarantee what they want to do. America's in debt, trillions of dollars. And China's over there laughing at us. They're going to own us. I see this footage. I could barely read it. But this head in China said, we got them. We think we're over here safe. Muslims over here, they want to take us. And our president wants to have them too. It's all for the Antichrist, who's coming very shortly. What we're supposed to be thinking about is how we're going to get out of this place before this happens. The Bible says we're to pray earnestly for that day to happen, did not take us unaware. And Luke says that day take us unaware, that we're prepared for that hour. No schism, nothing's going to hold me. I'm going to be going out to my home. But there's such a power of darkness in this earth right now, it's hard to keep straight. That's why we have to have the Holy Ghost. The other way, you get blinded. It's like in Haiti. I seen little kids over there that had no legs. And I said, how come they have no legs? He said, the rats over there eat their legs, but they got a anesthesiast in them. They put on the baby, and the baby don't never feel it. That's what we are. God's letting us go to sleep because there's terrible things coming. And we're real crippled right now. Those little babies, they just get around a little old, roll themselves around, little helpless little children. Haiti was one of the lowest countries in the world. It sold out to the devil. And so they've had terrible times. Your heart goes out. But I think we of America is sold out to the devil. When this happens, Katie barred the door because great, terrible things are going to come to pass. I don't like to say this what I said today, but we need to wake up while you still got time. You haven't got time to argue and say, what about this? But it's all happened because we have neglected the fivefold ministry. Because the fivefold ministry was the only thing that would kept us in alignment with the Holy Spirit. In a church that started well without the fivefold ministry, within 5 years' time, is downhill. Because you haven't got no police force. The policing, the military could not stood. It wouldn't stand now, but it used to have a way of hardening the troops till they was able to fight the enemy. Well, God has a hardening of us that's through the ministry of God by the power of the Spirit that we're able to fight off the powers of darkness. Be strong in the Lord and the power of might you might put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We, as God people, God give us the armor, He give us the protection, He give us the all the works to it, but we disobey Him, we lose it. And we've had here have this hypnotism that comes on us, we're sleeping. And the Bible says, wake out of sleep. And if we don't wake out of sleep now, when the Antichrist comes, it could be within a year or less than that. We're that close to it. And we need to be ready. We need to be prepared. We can't fight against it because we can't fight flesh and blood. We got to wait upon God. But He's going to get us out of here because He's coming soon, and we need to be ready. The world today, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in America, you need to be ready. Of all things, have Jesus in your heart. Be full of the Holy Spirit that you might be able to exit. Because this earth is having a great falling away. Great whoredoms of wrong spirits coming in. Things of darkness. And we don't need to be here because it's treacherous time. The people that slept are going to lose their head, but they're going to take the mark of the beast or lose their life. And I'll tell you, it's easier for me. I want to go home with Jesus. I don't want to take a chance on that. I know today's been very tough, but you must take it from this by the Spirit of God. God wants you to be ready. He wants you to be prepared. Wake up. Seek God. God will answer you. I pray that God will bless these people this day. Father, I just pray, touch the hearts of your people in a mighty way. Open their eyes, they might see what you have, what the world has without you. There's nothing, they don't have that hope. And you are that hope, Father. I just pray, open to them. Oh, if they aren't seen, that adoption as their children, that you might give them a strength, a covering in this last hour, that they'd be able to come against all darkness, all parts of spiritual wickedness in high places. Touch your people in a mighty way. I thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Amen.
That was by the Spirit today.
I receive that message, Brother Freedom, in Jesus' name. I receive it. I receive it. Boy, I drink it in. God bless you for listening and being in the living room with us today. You might want to listen to this message a second time. Amen.